This summer, when the University of Louisiana at Monroe announced it was closing the campus natatorium, there was a public outcry. Although repairs to the facility could cost over $1.5 million, members of the community, from local swim teams to the disabled to triathletes, all began an effort to keep the pool open, at least while options for the future are explored. On August 18th, the Student Government Association issued a statement of the students' commitment that would keep the facility open through the fall semester. The operation of the natatorium is funded largely by student fees. Joining me now to talk about that new commitment is SGA President Brooke Duga. Brooke, why are these changes being spearheaded by the Student Government Association?
Okay, basically the Student Government Association's job as students elected to represent the entire student body, it is our responsibility to serve as their voice. So when we're presented with concerns and suggestions from students on campus, it's our responsibility to take those concerns to the administration.
So looking at this, things are staying open through the end of the semester, and there's some other pieces of the timeline that will come into play over the course of the next few months. Tell us about.
Basically, we are working with an architect at this time. Actually, it's the architect who built our current residence, new residence halls on campus. He has come in, and we have given him some of the thoughts that have been presented to us, to the SGA from some of the students, things that they would like to see. He's going back and he's going to work up some renderings to come back to campus and present to our students and just to get their feedback. If it's something that they like, we'll move forward with it. If it's something that they like but they would like some additional changes along with, he'll go back, write up some more drawings for us. If they want something completely different, they can tell him that as well. So he'll come back to campus and just work with the students to come up with a plan that they ultimately want to see for the use of their natatorium student fees.
And we should point out that this is a different process than the plans that have been published in the newspaper and some other places that come from the community group.
The community has submitted a proposal that they would like to see for the renovation of the natatorium. And as we have stated the whole time, the community is taking an active part in this process. We are including them as much as we possibly can, and all of their concerns will be brought to the architect, all of their suggestions. At the end of the day, the students do have the final say-so, but we will be working with the community to hopefully come up with a plan that can meet both the needs of the students and hopefully the needs of the community as well.
Well, I applaud the work to work on keeping the facility open during this process while it's going on. Looking a little bit at the agreement in your recent email to staff that's been also published in a couple of other different places, dealing with the funding for the operations of the natatorium. Tell us about how student fees contribute to the operation cost.
Okay. The way that the current fee structure was standing for the operation and maintenance of the natatorium, the student body was pretty much footing about 90% of the bill. And we felt as though since we have 20 to 25 students, if that, using the natatorium on a daily basis, that wasn't a very fair percentage. And so we sat down with President Bruno, the student leadership, SGA, we pulled in some other campus leaders, and we sat down and we tried to map out a plan that would balance out the playing field fee-wise. And so we have increased external membership fees as they are using the facility much more than our students currently are, just to make things a little bit more fair.
Okay, so and looking forward, I would assume that a renovated facility would... You would be looking at balancing the student input versus the community input financially?
Right. Whatever is decided upon, if the students decide that they want to keep the natatorium open, we will still be working to make a fee structure that is very fair for the community in conjunction with the students in the amount of usage for the facility.
Yes, okay, sir. So let's talk about the possibilities, because... Not a complete blank check, because any possibility is going to, there's funding involved, but what kind of feedback are you getting from students so far?
One of the primary ideas that has been presented to the SGA from our student body is an outdoor recreational pool. That is what we have heard more than anything else. There are a few other ideas that have been presented, but I would say 90% of the students are saying, hey, we want an outdoor pool where we can lay out, get a suntan, and jump in the water when it gets a little bit too hot. So that is one of the primary things that we have heard. But like you just stated, whenever the architect comes back, students will have a forum, and at that time they will present and work with the architect to come up with a plan that is exactly what they want.
And the timeline for this, really, the deadline is the student referendum coming up December 1st. So the timeline.
The plan for the final student, the final student plan has to be presented by December 1st.
Okay,
the referendum is not at that time, but the final student decision has to be presented then.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you're looking probably to get back with the architect in a couple of within a couple of months.
Yes, sir. This semester, he is actually working on some designs for us now to come back to campus, meet with the students, meet with the community, and just to have hold a discussion on if we like those plans or if we would like some changes to those or start from scratch. So when he comes back, we will work with him to come up with that final decision for December 1st.
And as far as funding goes, are student fees likely to be funding some of this construction in the university, or has that been discussed yet?
The natatorium student fee is what is currently funding the natatorium, and whatever decision the students decide to take, that fee will be switched in the direction to fund the new facility or the renovation of the natatorium if the students decide that that's what the measures that they want to take.
Brooke Dugas is the SGA president here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, working closely with an architect for plans for the ULM Natatorium. Brooke, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.